Hello and welcome back to Kennedy Sports Guys Podcast. I am your host, Kenny Severo, and today I will give you my predictions on Super Bowl 55 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who do I have winning the Super Bowl? Stay tuned and find out. Well, I was half right. In my NFL playoffs previews and predictions episode, I have chosen the Packers and Chiefs to play in a big game. Since the Packers basically got robbed in the NFC Championship game, thanks in part to the refs, now we are stuck with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, and they have Tom Brady in the team. Isn't that lovely? Let's start with the Buccaneers. This is their first trip to the Super Bowl since 2002. This is Tom Brady's 10th trip to the Super Bowl, where he is 6-3 so far in his career. Also, the Bucs has the luxury to be the first team in NFL history to host a Super Bowl in their home stadium. So, how did the Bucs do this season? Let's start with the offense. The Bucs ranked 7th in the league in total offense with 65.5% completion percentage and 4,776 yards. You can thank Tom Brady for that. In his first season with the team, he threw for over 4,633 yards with 40 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Of course, he had help from the running game. The run game actually ranked 2nd in the NFL behind the Washington football team, led by Ronald Jones, who had 978 rushing yards on the ground with 7 TDs. As for the wide receivers, they did great, led by Mike Evans at his 70 receptions, 1,006 receiving yards with 13 touchdowns. The Buccaneers ranked 7th in the NFL in receiving. The defense for the Buccaneers is where it shines. The Buccaneers ranked 6th in the league in total defense. The defense was being led by Devin White, who had 140 tackles. 97 of them were solo. Players like Lavonte David, Sean Murphy Buntings, Carlton Davis, who led the team in interceptions, and of course, Jason Pierre-Paul. The Buccaneers' opponent is a familiar face. The Kansas City Chiefs, who are the defending champions and is looking to become the second team in the last 20 years to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Fun fact, the Patriots were the last team to win back-to-back Super Bowls in 2004 and 2005. The Chiefs is what I like to call the perfect imperfect team. They have the best quarterback on the planet in Patrick Mahomes, who can possibly be the NFL MVP again this season. The Chiefs' offense isn't what it was last season. They are ranked 5th in the NFL in points per game with 29.5 points per game. Patrick Mahomes had his typical Mahomes season as he threw for 4,740 yards with 38 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. He is considered to be a front-runner for the NFL MVP award this season. The Chiefs' running game has been efficient. The Chiefs have been led by rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who had 803 yards on the ground. The Chiefs did add former Steelers and Jets running back Le'Veon Bell to give it an extra boost in the receiving game. Speaking of the receiving game, both tight end Travis Kelce and wide receiver Tyreek Hill had Pro Bowl years. Kelce had 105 receptions for 1,406 yards with 11 touchdowns. As for Tyreek, he hauled in 87 receptions for 1,276 yards and 15 TDs. The supporting receiver cast of DeMarcus Robinson, Sammy Watkins, and Mecole Hardman has done well. As for the Chiefs defense, well, they ranked 16th in the NFL in total defense as they surrendered 358.3 yards per game and allowed 22.6 points per game. The defense is being led by Daniel Sorensen, who has 91 total tackles. 68 of them were solo. Honey Badger Tyrann Mathieu contributed to the defense by adding 6 interceptions, leading the team. Now for the million-dollar question. So, what are my predictions for the upcoming Super Bowl? Well, both teams are actually evenly matched. It will be Patrick Mahomes, who is going for his 2nd straight Lombardi Trophy, and Tom Brady, who is going for his 7th ring. You should know by now that you should never, ever count Brady out in any situation, especially in the Super Bowl. The Bucs' defense would definitely play a factor in this game, as they have the potential to stifle Mahomes, Kelce, and Hill. However, Mahomes is playing out of his mind right now. It is really hard to predict, but I will have to go with the Chiefs in a very close game, 31-26. I think the Chiefs will overcome the Bucs' defense, and Tom Brady will usually give his trademark comeback, but it will fall short, leading Mahomes to a 2nd straight Super Bowl trophy. Well, folks, that is my time. Do you agree with my pick? Let me know on my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports. Again, at Twitter, Kenny_sports. And on Instagram, at KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Instagram, at KennyTheSportsGuy. For future and past episodes, head on over to Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and now Breaker. Until the next episode, see ya and stay safe and healthy. Enjoy the Super Bowl.